Educational Deep Dive, June 26, 2026. Memory versus retrieval. Why your AI assistant is only as good as what you've saved. In early June 2026, OpenAI reportedly shipped a memory update called Dreaming V3. The pitch was a background process that reads across years of conversations and keeps them current on its own. User is going to Singapore in July, rewrites itself into User went to Singapore in July 2026. Once the trip is over. Within a day, ZDNet and others reported the other half of the story. The same system was quietly storing outdated assumptions and wrong personal details that bent later answers in ways users could not see. The assistant remembered more. It also remembered wrong. An assistant's usefulness has less to do with how much it can read in a single shot and far more to do with what was deliberately saved and how that save material was organized. Two different machines. Retrieval and memory. Retrieval and memory get used as if they were the same thing. They are not. Retrieval, the RNRAG, is stateless. The system takes the current question, searches an external index, pulls back the chunks that look relevant, and passes them to the model. When the session closes, it forgets. Ask the same thing tomorrow, and it starts from nothing. Memory is stateful. It stores facts across sessions and recalls them later, treating what it has saved as evolving context about a user, a project, or an agent's own past work. The split is persistence. Retrieval answers the question, which document is relevant right now? Memory answers a different one. What do I already know about this person and this work? The line between them is blurring as retrieval gains persistent state, but that architectural difference still explains why one approach plateaus and the other compounds. The long context mirage. Scale the context window until nothing gets left out. Feed the model everything and let attention sort it out. The numbers argue otherwise. Inference cost scales quadratically with context length, so doubling the input more than doubles the bill. Recall falls off as well. Tests at the million to 10 million token scale show a 25% performance drop moving from 1 million to 10 million tokens. The familiar problem, where information buried in the middle of a long input gets ignored. Windows of 10 million tokens exist now, yet effective recall degrades sharply past a million, which leaves those windows reliable only for lookups rather than reasoning. Selective memory wins on token efficiency and frequently on accuracy. One widely cited set of measurements puts targeted retrieval near 7,000 tokens per query against 25,000 or more for stuffing the full context in. Memory vendors report around 90% lower token use and large latency reductions, with full context baselines sitting near 10 seconds at the median. Read the precise accuracy claims with a skeptical eye. Vendor benchmarks like LowCoMO and LongMMEval are easy to overfit, and independent reproductions land lower than the headline figures, closer to the high 50s and 60s where vendors advertise the low 90s. The direction holds across every source, even when the exact percentages do not. Modest context plus good retrieval beats brute force for a fraction of the tokens. It is a little like answering one question by handing someone the entire filing cabinet instead of the single folder they asked for. What saved actually means for developers. The save layer is a file you can open. Claude Code runs two memory systems at once. One is the claude.md file. Persistent instructions a developer writes by hand. The other accumulates learnings from corrections and stated preferences over time. Both load at the start of every session, which is the point and also the catch. Everything in claude.md spends tokens on every session, sitting in the window right next to the live conversation. The standing guidance is to keep each file under 200 lines, because longer files eat context and, past a point, the model follows them less reliably. That single rule is the memory versus token budget trade-off made concrete. These files are plain markdown a person can read and edit. Names are converging on claude.md and agents.md, and the practice around them, choosing what belongs and cutting what does not, is turning into its own discipline. How a system retrieves matters as much as what it stores. Pure vector similarity is no longer state of the art. Stronger systems run hybrid search, combining semantic similarity with keyword matching instead of trusting one signal. Pickle's own code search runs that exact shape, semantic plus BM25 keyword fusion, because cosine distance on its own misses the precise function name a developer actually typed. Keep memory files short, under about 200 lines each, since every line costs tokens on every session. Prefer project scoped memory to one global profile, so unrelated work does not bleed into the current task. Store memory as plain files a person can open and correct, not an opaque background process. Retrieve with more than one signal. Semantic similarity plus keyword matching catches what vectors alone drop. When memory remembers the wrong thing, return to Dreaming V3. The move every major assistant made in 2026 was away from user-managed lists toward memory that builds itself. Claude synthesizes conversations on a schedule. Gemini reaches into a user's Gmail and calendar and updates what it knows without being asked. Convenient. Also much harder to inspect. A memory system is only as good as what it saved, and a bad save contaminates everything downstream. When the store quietly holds a stale fact, every later answer inherits the error, and the user has no obvious place to go looking for it. A Qi 2026 study named this the personalization convenience paradox. The feature people value most is the one they can least audit or constrain. Policy researchers add that personalized responses can be considerably more persuasive than generic ones, which raises the stakes when the memory underneath is both wrong and invisible. A regulatory clock is running too. Persistent behavioral profiles count as profiling under GDPR, with consent and erasure obligations attached, and the EU AI Act's chatbot transparency rules take effect on August 2, 2026, weeks after the automatic memory wave shipped. The architectural answer that keeps surfacing is compartmentalization. Memory scoped to a project, stored as readable files, editable and removable by the person it describes, beats one opaque lifelong profile that trails a user everywhere. Auditable beats invisible. You are what you saved. Model weights set the floor. The save layer on top, what got written down and whether anyone can correct it, sets the ceiling. Reading more does not raise it. The expensive part was never the reading. It was deciding what was worth keeping and keeping it somewhere you can still reach. Most systems still get that backwards.